Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show. Yeah.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, the yearly track down is in full swing now. We really had to concentrate our efforts on one media moment and one media moment only. And the votes were unanimous. It can mean only one thing. The Decoray family will be tracked down. A whole family. Yep, not an individual this year. A whole family. It's time for the Danny Lakey Show to go nuclear with nostalgia. Also perfectly reasonable movie sequels, but first things first. 48 hours ago, it was the race that started a vibration. The first Tuesday in November for the past 5 years, the Danny Lakey Show has held its annual vibrator race. And what a success it was. Congratulations to Touch of Velvet in lane five, taking it out in the end. And I mean, what? 7 comments on the Instagram video, 931 views. These are all the metrics that tell me it immediately went viral. It immediately cut through, resonated, and definitely wasn't a waste of time on my end. We celebrate that and we'll bask in the glory in the afterglow over the next couple of days. But the question remained, I mean, what to do with the remaining vibrator track, the bits of blue tack, the broom poles that I bought from Bunnings. Where does all this go? Well, of course, the actual track, the base itself, needed to go back to the sales department because I did gank that whiteboard from them. So I wasn't very happy about that. So I moved back that, made sure I cleaned it, put it back where it was. No harm, no foul there. The blue tack I'll obviously reuse again. I will blue tack again. I'll use the tack for different things. And the broom poles. Well, I mean, I would say I was going to throw them in the bin, but you can't throw anything in the bin these days, can you? So I was going to recycle them or give them to charity. Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Until producer Renee said something that shocked me to my core. She just says, oh, you could probably resell those. What? The broom poles. Let me be specific. These aren't proper brooms. There's no brush on the end of them. These are literally just wooden poles, probably like the width, the thickness of, I don't know, a girthy man's peen, 1.6 metres. I bought 7 of them, and they were just blue tacked down, acting as the lanes for the vibrator race. I've taken them off. They're as good as new. They've still got the stickers on and everything. But producer Renee seemed to think that I'd be able to sell these things, resell them. What, on Facebook Marketplace? Gumtree?
Yeah, Danny, you could sell it on Gumtree, Facebook Marketplace. You could even sell it on Instagram. You know what shocked me the most is I think I'm really discovering that you're not a man that uses his hands for hard labor, but you've never snapped a broom that actually has a broom on the end of a stick.
Yeah, you read me like a book, actually. I can't remember the last time I broomed. I'm more of a mop kind of guy, more of a yearly Dyson vacuum, cordless kind of man. Very, very rarely do I ever broom. And I guess, yeah, that was the problem I thought with it. They're just broomsticks. They're just broom poles. The actual broom pole, there's nothing on the end of them. 7. And they cost me $55 for the 7 of them. So I think, what, about $9 or whatever each.
Well, that's a steak at the pub for you.
I know it's a steak at the pub. Don't get me wrong. I love money. J'adore le cash. And I'm happy to make a quick buck here and there. The Danny Lakey Show vibrator race has been so successful over the years. If we could post a profit 1 year, that'd be ideal as well. Don't get me wrong. I love the idea of reselling things. Putting it on Facebook Marketplace, doing a little bit of tender. I'd sell them for cheaper, obviously, probably, what, $3 a pole or something? I just cannot pinpoint who on earth would want, whether it be 1, 2, or the whole 7 broom poles.
Okay, a couple of things here, Danny. Have you seen the Australian movie The Castle with Daryl Kerrigan, where they're selling stuff in the Trading Post, which is old school?
No. I mean, okay, I've seen The Castle, but I'm not a movies man. I sure as hell can't remember movies 10 years after I've watched them.
Okay, second, this may be a winner. Lots of tradies listen to your show, so I'm sure there's heaps of tradies that need those broomsticks.
It just strikes me as something that there's no appetite for. I mean, before I get on Facebook Marketplace, open up an eBay account, or post photos on Gumtree, I need it to be worth my while, and I'm not trying to flog me poles on here right now, don't get me wrong. I'd be more after trying to gauge the market, the appetite for ridiculous things that have been sold. Because when I said no one's going to buy the broom poles, your response was, oh no, I've sold a boxing bag online before. Yeah, exactly, a boxing bag. Great, something of use.
Yeah, but you clearly haven't explored Facebook Market. It is like absolute gold. I mean, go way back to the Trading Post where you had to pay for the ad in it. Now Facebook, you just need an account, away you go. You'd be surprised, Danny, what people buy.
I'm hoping to be surprised by what people buy. I'm hoping to get some stories that people have bought something completely random or have sold things, that people who are just sticklers for a couple of extra coins, a couple of extra dosh, are just selling ridiculous items and whether there's an appetite for it.
I've just been told I could make money selling my broom poles, but before I do, what have you sold? Before I do, what have you sold?
Because I'm not committing to anything yet. I'm not taking photos. I'm not even daring to dream about making a quick buck. Unless I can hear some success stories of people selling ridiculous stuff. I'm not talking about like, boxing bags, like, things of use. The other example you get, oh, my mum sells coffee pods all the time. Yes, people love coffee. People have a use for coffee.
There's a couple of things here, Danny. One, my mum is like an absolute master. She is like Daryl Kerrigan out of the castle when it comes to selling things online.
Well done.
We use the lines all the time. Second, I just don't know if it's really in your nature to be negotiable online when selling things. So that's why the polls may seem a bit of a challenge.
The broom polls, there's no appetite for broom polls. Unless there's a parallel universe out there, another radio show planning to do their 6th annual vibrator race next week. These polls aren't selling. Look, happy if anyone sold anything online or bought anything online between boxing bag and broom pole, 133353. See if we can get some calls. I'm looking for inspiration. I need a spark because otherwise these polls are going straight down to charity. Is there an appetite for the polls? What have you sold? What have you bought? Rob in Sydney, you a seller or a buyer?
I'm a seller. Well, not me. My daughter is.
Okay.
She, funnily enough, sold all of her Halloween lollies to her school friends at school the next day.
Sounds like you've raised a real entrepreneur here. I like that. Is it more her appetite for cash or her disinterest in sugar?
No, I'm surprised she didn't scoff them all down herself. I think it's more the cash.
Okay, fair enough. Everyone's got their price. And I'd be willing to let go of my broom poles easily if the offer is correct. Once again, though, I keep going back to... There is a use for lollies. Like this isn't just random fodder that's being chucked around. You take lollies to a children's environment, they're going to sell. This is one of the things that I think it almost proves my point. Congratulations on raising an entrepreneur, but I think this side's on my side still, that there's not an appetite. If I had lollies, if it was the great lolly race of 2021, sure, I'd be reselling the lollies. Hell, I've tried to resell the vibrators. Jeff. On the Central Coast. Hello.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. What have you sold or bought?
Well, I don't buy and sell, and you shouldn't know that because time is money, my friend, and you don't want to mess around, just take the bastards back.
Whoa! Hang on.
There you go, cha-ching.
I didn't even think about that. That is bad. I mean, is it in good faith that I've used the poles for my own good and then just taken them right back? I've got my use out of them. Technically, that's free.
Well, you said they have the labels still on them. Take them back.
I do have the labels on. It's something that, I mean, I'm just so good-natured that it never even came into my psyche to request a refund. It's great. It's like going to tarot cash for an expensive suit, going to the races, making sure you don't sweat in it, and then just taking it back the next day.
Okay,
have the labels on.
Here's my concern, Danny, with that, is that, you know, it's gone viral. Like, the video's gone viral.
It only takes one guy in a green apron working at Bunnings in his steel caps to go, hang on a second, I recognise these poles from somewhere. It doesn't quite add up. The other small thing, they had, like, little bits of yarn at the end of them, little hoops of yarn that I did cut off. And I haven't kept the receipt.
Okay, they're secondhand now. You cut them off.
Oh, no. I've destroyed the value. Is it too late to dump that?
Yes, it's too late to dump that.
Damn it. Well, maybe it's increased the value. Why do you need a little piece of yarn on the end of a broomstick anyway? 133353, we've got Paul in Kings Langley. Hello.
Good evening. I'm both a buyer and a seller, mostly a buyer. I've decked out my house in 18th century French furniture.
Well, congratulations to you. It sounds like a great house.
Thank you.
And it sounds like something that's worth buying, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the period, so I thought, why the hell not?
Why the hell
but
not?
But some of the stuff I've sold over the years, secondhand clothes, children's games, books, you know, once the kids grew up, just sold a lot.
I'm getting a big sense of bric-a-brac here, and don't get me wrong, if I had children's books, old toys, etc., these are things that I'd sell as well. Just there's no appetite for broom handles. I know it.
That's it. I'll buy a couple of broom handles off you.
Oh, hang on. I've changed my tune all of a sudden. Okay. How many broom handles are you after?
Oh, just the two.
Okay. Just crunching the numbers here. That's not really that good for me, but I could probably cut you a deal. $12 for two handles?
So what, six each? Making it even 10.
I tell you what, 11 cash and I'll throw in a couple of vibes for you.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels.
The creators of The Invention of Lying bring you The Invention of Crying.
What is this child doing?
I have no bloody idea. What? Why is water coming out of its eyes?
Is it like a new language or something?
Like it's shouting, but not.
The creators of The Men Who Stare at Goats bring you The Men Who Stare at Boats.
Oh, God, it's lovely. Look, that catamaran over there. Oh,
can't. Too busy looking at the starboard side of that tugboat over there.
Oh, no. Oh, it's lovely.
Guys, we've got to go.
Yeah, all right, in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute.
And the creators of Trailer Park Boys bring you Trailer Park Toys.
Boys, come see what Daddy bought you from that rubbish tip down the road. I got a stick for Chevrolet. I got an old car wheel for you, Jolene Marie. Bought you, young Jazaden Jr., nice piece of chewed up bubble gum. Now y'all run along, add that to your bubblegum Play-Doh collection, okay?
It's that time of year. The yearly track down, the time of year where the Danny Lakey show goes into stalking mode, figuring out a forgotten piece of Australian media history, usually a viral advert from the 80s or 90s, a classic television moment, a voiceover or a little snippet from radio that everyone remembers. It was a staple of everyone's youth. And then it just dropped off the face of the planet. And no one knows what happened to that person, where that person is, what the story was behind it. We put the call out last night. Where do we set our sights this year? Who has a bounty on their head? Previous alumni include the Lubemobile boy back in 2018. 2019 was the Paul's Milk lady. And last year, who could forget the raging success of finally tracking down the girl in the McCain Corn Cobettes ad where the corn was grown to be super juicy. Marge, the rains are here. Oh, we all remember it. A lot of people called through last night. A lot of great ideas. A lot of ideas coming on the socials over the past 24 hours as well. Can't thank everyone enough. The Vegemite kids, the happy little Vegemites with rosy cheeks, that was a popular one. The Palmolive ad with Wanda or Madge was her name. We considered that. A lot of people asking about the not happy Jan lady and also Jan herself. Who is Jan? We really like this idea. After a little bit of research, turns out that a rival radio show has already tracked down Jan. So no need to go there. You Google it if you're so curious as to what happened to Jan from the Yellow Pages. Rhonda and Kutut, a lot of people ringing in and messaging about that. Rhonda and Kutut are back, guys. They're just a very recent advert on Amy. We had the HBA Kid commercial. The way you go, my legs went that way, and then another leg went that way. Really like that as well. They did do a news.com.au piece on him about 6 years ago. All minor setbacks, but what this shows is nostalgia is still alive and well. People want to know what happened to these famous faces, these famous moments, these famous voices of yesterday's past. I want to stack out a little bit in particular. A lot of people requesting this, a lot of ambiguity as to what answers they want from this certain moment. It's the Decorate commercial. What happened to the hot girl? Sudsing her shoulders. Who is singing the song? Whatever happened to the Decorate family? Whatever happened to Decorate as well? This, I think, is the new target for 2021. So many questions already. I remember the advert well. I remember at the time, oh, wow, yeah, I could really see myself humming that in the schoolyard. It really sticks. Who is singing this? Is it a voiceover sort of job? Is it the people in the advert? I think there's about five or six people in the Decorate family as well. There was a lot of appetite for it. It makes sense. The shoe fits. The question now, is it going to be a true Cinderella story? And a 133353. I guess the way that we've started this every year is to just lay everything on the table. Do you know anything about the Decorate commercial? Do you know anyone who claims to have acted in the Decorate commercial? Do you have any info on the song itself? Were you maybe part of the cast and crew? Did you film the Decorate commercial? Did you go to school with someone who claims that their uncle's cousin's sister did the lighting for the Decorate commercial? Did you make the shower backdrop? Were you the plumber for the Decorate commercial? There's no such thing as a poor lead here. Any information that you think may be valuable, because the Danny Lakey Show is going to go into full creep mode over the next week or so, trying to find the Decorate family, trying to reunite everyone. 133353, if you have any information whatsoever. I've just got the ad up on YouTube now. 345,552 views. It's huge for an advert, and just going to go through and try and rejog anyone's memory. There's a whole Decorate family involved. Some of the girls are looking very pleased with themselves. There's a tanned rooster with a hairy chest as well. And there's a mischievous young boy. You've got to think this is 30 years ago. These guys are probably a lot older now. And that unforgettable song as well. The pipes on the man. Do the pipes belong to one of the actors in the Decorate ad? I'm not sure. This is something that we hope to uncover over the next couple of weeks. One of the great songs, one of the great adverts, one of the great track downs. I can feel it in me turkey hindquarters. Some calls coming through on 133353. Now, we have to be very sensitive with this information. If history has taught us anything, it's that tracking down these childhood stars, these viral moments before virality was a thing, actually uncovers a lot of old wounds. Lubemobile Boy a couple of years ago actually texted us about 12 months after the track down saying his life was ruined. That he is sick of getting calls from other media outlets. And he wants the whole thing to go away. I said, sorry, Lubemobile Boy. I had no idea that we...
Really, Danny?
Lubemobile Boy is... I'm not even saying that. Lubemobile Boy is pissed off with the show. Because we made him recreate the advert and everything, and he was quite tentative to do it anyway. And then it went quite viral. And the project were trying to get a hold of it, and a lot of newspapers and people still hit me up saying, hey, we noticed that you tracked down Lubemobile Boy. Do you have his contacts? And I've had to stop giving it out because, yeah, Lubemobile Boy was quite distressed about that. Then Paul's Milk Lady, she was a great lady in the community, unfortunately passed away. But technically we did track down all the information we needed. And then last year, even McCain Corn Cobet's kids, the girl was willing to speak, the guy not so much. And, I mean, I'm too afraid to actually text the corn girl now to receive the same fate.
Listen, we need to sell it like we're going to reinvent their careers and make them the rock stars.
That's not what they want.
Danny Lakey Show.
That's what I thought they wanted. That's what I thought they wanted. All I say is tread carefully, because some of these childhood stars have gone full Macaulay Culkin and want nothing to do with the biz. Clint in Victoria. Hello.
G'day, Danny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Now, you remember the Decorate ad well?
Certainly do.
Great. A great Aussie staple. It's great.
I was the girl in the shower. Mate, what I'm ringing for, mate, the song is a parody of Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl.
Now, I am reading that in the little blurb just below the Decorate advert here. Decorate shampoo commercial from 1988, transferred from Beta Tape. Okay, the jingle used is a parody of classic Gene Chandler, you're right, doo-wop hit Duke of Earl, which they adapted to this commercial. Now, were you a fan of Gene Chandler? Is it Gene Chandler's voice then doing the Decorate gear?
No.
No. A hard no? Can we rule out Gene?
We'll rule him out.
Okay, that eliminates one of 7.5 billion people on the planet. No need to contact Gene, but hang on, I've got the Duke of Earl here. Let's just have a listen to see if this checks out.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke,
oh,
yes. Duke, Duke of Earl,
yes.
Duke of Earl,
and,
Duke.
And you're right, that's not Gene Chandler. The thing tells me, though, he's probably going to have to sign off on the rights or something. Gene Chandler must know about the ad, you'd think. I can just get into the Chandler mind for a second.
He's probably not even around anymore, mate.
Well, hang on, let me Wikipedia Gene Chandler. Wiki the Chandlestick. 84, living in Chicago, Illinois. The Duke of Earl is alive and well.
There you go.
Maybe we should... He must know something. I think he must know something. I don't think he's the voice, but he's got the cheesiest grin in his Wikipedia page. That is the face of someone saying, I know about the Decorate family.
Maybe he was given a lifetime of Decorate.
I think he's getting paid in shampoo royalties. It makes sense. Gene knows something. Great information, Clint. Jason in Newcastle. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What do you know about the Decoray commercial? Anything to add? No such thing as a poor idea tonight.
No, mate. Look, I was the one who put the suggestion in about it.
Oh, you were? Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And you've opened up 1,000 questions from I mean, I was just referring to the... Casey was the daughter, I think, in the commercial, the girl in the shower. Mm-hmm. And it was... I mean, it's been controversial ever since. It's been on, you know, that 2020 show they had on the TV, and all the commercials and all this and that, and...
What's so controversial about it?
Yeah, about this. Oh, it's been controversial since it came out.
What, just because it's a little bit saucy?
I mean, you've got to have a look at the way she's handling that shampoo bottle.
Yeah,
mate,
that is true, yeah. And I remember last night, actually, when the request came through. The blood was rushing through my head. I was all hot and heavy from the Decoray ad. And I said, oh, I don't know about just tracking down the girl. But the more I watch it, yeah, the more I can understand the appeal that you want answers from Decoray Girl.
It was border erotica, wasn't it,
yes,
really?
Yes, 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 and yes. And she's only one of five. It is weird to have an erotic blonde in what is otherwise seeming like quite a good family just enjoying their morning shower. You're right. I want answers from the blonde girl. She's got a target on her head. We want to hear answers from Gene Chandler, blonde promiscuous Decoray girl. I want the hairy chest guy, the singer. If anyone knows anything else, 133353. Great suggestion, Jason, and we're really going on a wild goose chase now. Producer Renee, have you got any info coming through at all? Anything off the YouTube comments section or anything that you can decipher?
Look, Danny, I have been doing a bit of, Googling and that kind of stuff, but there's a guy called Busta Rhymes on there who's making some quite interesting comments about the TV commercial.
What is Busta saying?
He said that he actually shot it.
Track down Busta.
Am I allowed to, like, I mean, I feel like this is speeding up really quick. This is the first time I've done this with you, so I feel like this is, I mean, and by the way, I was going to be a detective. I don't know if I told you that before, Radio, so I'm pretty good at this investigation.
Flex your detective muscles, all the cunning producer skills, all the detective muscles that we can. Hunt down Buster, Gene Chandler, hot blonde chick rubbing shampoo all over her shoulders very weirdly. We're coming for you all. The whole Decoray family on notice. You better lather up because we're coming for you. Daddy Likey. Triple M.